Joining us is the administrator of the Balranald Shire Council, Mike Colreavy. Mike, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Fraser, and good morning, listeners.
Now, Mike, we catch up with you after every council meeting to find out what has been discussed since you had it yesterday. And we're going to start with some financial statements. Tell us more.
Yes, Council's 2019-2020 annual financial statements were presented to the public at the February Council meeting yesterday, together with reports by the New South Wales Audit Office prepared through Nexia, a firm appointed by the New South Wales Audit Office to carry out the audit work. The audit report contained an unqualified opinion on Council's general purpose financial statements and on the special purpose financial statements for Council's declared business activities and the special schedule on permissible income for general rates. The auditors found that the financial statements were fairly and appropriately presented without any identified exceptions, and that they're in compliance with generally accepted accounting principles. The 2019-2020 annual financial statements demonstrate that Council's financial position remains satisfactory in the circumstances.
Now, another topic that was on the docket was the community engagement strategy. If I'm not mistaken, that was adopted?
Yes, Council has adopted a community engagement strategy which aims to help our community to understand how and when Council will engage with them and how they can have their say on community issues that affect their future. The strategy's been on public exhibition since March 2020, with no submissions or feedback being received. A copy of this strategy is available on Council's website.
And last but not least, Mike, a topic that has been discussed previously, the operational plan. How's that coming along?
At the February Council meeting, Council received a six-monthly report to 31 December that utilises easy-to-follow traffic light indicators to describe Council's progress over the reporting period. The report is available in the agenda for the February Council meeting on Council's website. Of the 89 actions covered by the operational plan, 68% are either complete or on track to being completed. 11% were not yet commenced during the reporting period and are only scheduled to commence about now. Council is also currently delivering and working on numerous projects that were not envisaged in the current operational plan. This is mostly due to large external stimulus funding that has been received in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, a lot going on, Mike. We appreciate your time and we'll speak to you next month.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Fraser.
Mike Colreavy, the administrator of Balranald Shire Council there.